October 16th, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Lord of hosts, creator of all. I come once again to redirect the will of man. I have seen these times coming for all eternity. Many of the leaders that I saw fit to put in place were sacrificed on the altar of abortion. Therefore, events and actions have taken turns that I had hoped would be avoided. Priorities and hearts have been twisted to accommodate evil agendas. This is because my commandments are disregarded. I desire mankind's respect, and even more, I desire his filial love. If I was loved, my commandments would be loved. Obedience to my statutes would be esteemed. As it is, mankind finds every form of disrespect towards my commandments acceptable and pleasing. Do not wonder at devastating storms and fires occurring in this nation. I am not smiling on a nation that flaunts disrespect for righteousness. Become once again one nation under God. Be united in sound morals. Make of this country a safe haven for Christians fleeing from the tyranny of false religions, religions that seek political power. Make this nation a sign of peace for all nations to follow. Be my obedient children. A note is given to read Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, saying, If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and do that which is right in his eyes, and give heed to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon you, which I put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.